put it on the Guru Prabhupada Swami says that chanting of the holy name in the beginning may not be very palatable to us in the same manner as the tongue that is affected with the jaundice is considers the sugarcane juice very bitter. In the same manner, chanting of the holy name is very bitter. But he says, but if a jaundice patient keeps drinking the sugarcane juice, gradually it becomes sweeter. Actually, it doesn't become sweeter, it is always sweet. But it realizes that it is sweet. So, the defect is in the tongue and not in the sugarcane juice. In the same manner, in our everyday chanting, we may find the chanting bitter, not due to the chanting of the name, but due to our own defect in our mentality. And what is the defect or jaundice in our mentality? That jaundiced mentality is considering oneself to be the body. It's called as avidya or ignorance. So, he says that kintu adarat anudinam kalusaiva jushta swadhi kramat bhavati tadgata mulahantri. Every day, if the devotee very respectfully approaches the holy name, the word adarat is used. Adarat means respectfully. Anudinam means every day. So, how should one approach the holy name respectfully in order for the holy name to become tastier? So, that is not very difficult to understand. We should not chant the holy name fastly to finish off the rounds. Some people who chant beyond 10-12 rounds, they fear that it takes too much time. So, just very fastly they want to complete the rounds. Sometimes in the course of doing fastly, they skip 2-3 beats for 1 mantra only. So don't chant very fastly. That is not going to improve the concentration, nor is it going to improve our taste. And very soon, such offensive chanting will make us averse to chanting. One should not chant very fast. Similarly, while chanting also, we have to have respect for the holy name. How to have it? Because we should know that the names what we are chanting are primary names, like Krishna or Hare, Hara. These are primary names, Ram. Primary names means they are all eternally present in the spiritual world. And they descend into the material world. As you all have heard this, Volokera Premadana, they are imported from the spiritual world into the material world. Whereas there are secondary names like, Sushtikarta, Annadhata, Paramatma. These are all names which start after the universe is created, after the material world is created. So such names actually start with the universal creation and they end with the universal destruction. Secondary names. But the primary names what we chant are eternal and undying, indestructible. They are always on a liberated platform and they are completely pure. And they are from the spiritual sky. So, because they have descended from the spiritual sky into the material world, when we attack them in our mouth and they enter our ears, they can enter our hearts and clean the hearts. Because the spiritual bija or the seeds have the potency to cleanse the material dust in our heart. Just like the dust covering a mirror. It can be wiped with a wet cloth. It makes the mirror clean like that. So, we have to know that the names what we are chanting are actually awarded to us by the Guru Parampara. Otherwise, we would have never known these names. So, it is the greatest gift that the spiritual master gives the disciple, the holy name. And he helps to use this tool of the holy name to cleanse the heart of the disciple and awaken him to a higher taste. So, when we chant with this understanding, that we are chanting a spiritual name, it is not ordinary, it's like original currency note, unlike the imitation currency note, isn't it? Imitation currency note is useless, you can't buy anything with that. The original currency note of holy name can buy Krishna Prema. In fact, this primary name can give us Krishna Prema, it can remember, make us remember our form in the spiritual world. can give us residence in the spiritual world. Just like in certain countries, if you have to, like you go to America, you have to use dollars. You can't use your rupee notes there. Huh? Similarly, if you want to go to spiritual world, you need spiritual name. You can't purchase Krishna Prem with any material means. So, with this understanding, we should chant when we are chanting every day. And also, what should be your endeavor while chanting? Every mantra when you chant, you should try to hear every word. Like for example, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when Gurudev came to Pune, he taught us that don't worry about so many more mantras that are about to come. Don't remember about the past, but stay in the present, he said. Stay in the present and just take this one mantra and try to hear that one mantra. That's all he said. Just one mantra. He used to say it several times. And then we realized if we chant like that, our concentration increases. It increases drastically. You will experience it. Just chant one mantra. So he made us chant and we realized, oh, it's so powerful. Why our chanting is poor? Because we worry about so many rounds remaining. We always keep seeing such a long mala and so many beads are awaiting me. So that disheartens us and that makes us feel boredom and our concentration is affected. Just chant that one mantra which the bead you are holding in your hand now. Take that one bead, one mantra at a time. Chant very nicely and try to hear it. If you do that type of homework, that is the meaning of Tintu Adara Tanudinam Kurseva Yushta. Understanding the whole name as Krishna himself, who has come in this particular form to enter our hearts and clean our hearts and awaken us to the original position. Like the water from the sky is pure and clean. When it touches the muddy sand, it becomes blackish or brownish, depending on what kind of sand it associates with. Similarly, we have become contaminated now. Again, this Golgi name is going to make us transparent and clean. So, knowing the value of the holy name, knowing it to be Krishna himself, and knowing it to have been imported from the spiritual sky, and knowing it to be a primary spiritual name, the currency note required for entering the spiritual world, and also ready to hear the holy name with attention and sincerity rather than finishing off the rounds. With all these things, we surely would improve in our chanting of the holy name. Harinam Pavuti. It's awful.